and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. Thank you for being with me. You can get involved. Amazing. It's just amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy, my biblical question. Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? That is such a good question. It's so deep. And it will, if you pay just a little bit of attention to you, that question alone will literally blow your mind. It really will. I've heard so much about the works of the flesh all of my life, and especially as an adult out here in California, the work of the flesh. I've been hearing a lot about it, but no one ever said really what it meant. They said all kinds of things about it, but they have not said what it meant. Isn't that amazing? I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creed to arise. But the responses have been very interesting in that a lot of people don't want the truth, so it's not going to be that way. A few people that really, really, really tired of their misery, they're tired of living in their hell, and so they are starting to gradually climb that mountain over to the other side into heaven. They are like loving this question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're busy doing whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is, and you're not able to sit and watch the show as it's happening because you're out and about or maybe at home, and you're trying to get breakfast, lunch, and ready for the kids and your husband or wife or whatever you're doing, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. Your iPhone or iPad. And then you can podcast later. You sit and watch it. But you could be listening no matter what you're doing. Sitting at a beach, whatever. Running away from the drug cartels or whatever. Trying to get into the country because you think that the President Trump may win and you know it's over for you if you're not already here. And even if you hear, you might get sent back. You could be listening to the show by calling the listen line on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. All right. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP cash app. Bond JLP Cash App. It's amazing. So, it is Thursday again. And for the new listeners, people who will listen for the first time, and we get them all the time, we take all calls, of course, but Thursday we pay a lot of attention to Bible Thumper calls because we love Bible Thumpers too. And Bible Thumpers need help as well. All right? So we do take the Bible Thumpers call, but we take all calls. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
I know I'm supposed to go to my seat now, but my mama's a 10-year cancer survivor, and she's standing right there. Wave your hand, mama.
Somebody beside you don't understand your praise, but I want you to grab somebody around you that don't mind dancing, and I want you to hit the floor right now.
Dance, lady.
Jesus saw Zacchaeus and he levels the playing field. Jesus institutes an affirmative action program.
Don't y'all let mama dance by herself.
I'm going to talk about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's too loud.
Okay, sorry.
Do it nicely.
Oh,
okay.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That's right. Shut your mouth. What the? Amazing. So I decided not to wear the patch anymore. I'm sick of it. It's a nuisance. And my eye, my eye is healing from the surgery. And I didn't want to leave it open so fresh air can hear the sunshine. And they said that an open wound tend to heal faster than a closed wound, I'm told. So it's healing. It's feeling better. It's itching, too, from the healing. So I decided, I'm a little surprised it's healing so fast because I had the surgery on Friday of last week. And tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise, it'll be a week. And it's, I can tell a difference in it already. So all is well. It's itching. I can feel the stitches in it. But it's not painful. All right, so all is well. Amazing. Thank you. What I have come to understand to the point that I do understand it, and it may get, I don't know what else is going to happen. There is a real false love. There's a false love that human beings think is a real love. And this false love is all ego. It's all evil. It has nothing to do with God. It has nothing to do with truth. It has nothing to do with freedom. And it has nothing to do with anybody else but self. It is all about self because it's evil. And it feels like what human beings call love, and I do understand that. It feels like love. And if you believe that love is a feeling, love is not a feeling. Love is not a feeling. God is not a passionate God. God is a dispassionate God. There are no feeling in him. Especially not the way you think, right? Or I used to think. And nobody on earth love nobody. You don't love anyone. It's all about you. The mother don't love the children. It's about her. The father don't love the children. It's about him. The children don't love the children because they become like their parents and there is no love. The churches don't love you because they have no love. Your job don't love you. Your friends don't love you and you don't love them. It's all about you. And yet you call it love. you would lie to yourself and call it love instead of seeing that as hate, that is ego. The feeling that you get is all evil. I didn't know this a long time ago. You don't know it because nobody lived it or said it. It's all about self. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. And the sooner you realize that, and the sooner you see it in your own life, it's going to make you free. It's not going to hurt you to see it. It's going to hurt you not to see it. Because you spend the rest of your life being about you and never about anyone else. And you won't be able to help it because you have called hate love, anger love, resentment love, and it's not. If you doubt me, you can prove this. You can say, you know what, Jesse? You might be right. I'm going to prove it to myself to see if it's true or not. And a matter of fact, don't even believe me. See the truth of it for yourself, one way or another. But don't believe me. You need to know that you know that you know that you know before you know whether it's true or not. Don't just take my word at it. Don't just believe me. Let it go in one ear and out the other one, and you see for yourself. If you work on you, you will come to know. And the same truth that is showing me will show you. But you got to want it. You got to open yourself up to the truth. You got to welcome it. It's not going to come in uninvited. Isn't that amazing? That the truth, love, life, freedom will not come into you, enter into you uninvited. It's not going to do it. It'll just let you suffer in your misery and die in your misery and live eternal life in your misery. It's not going to bother you. And why should I? It's up to you. You are responsible for you, and no one else is. Have you noticed that? Just focus on this. Think about it. Have you noticed that whenever you tried to help someone, 9 times out of 10, that person turned on you? Or that person don't appreciate your help? You can loan them money. You ain't going to get it back. And if you dare to call them up to ask for it back, you get cursed out. I ain't got it. Why are you asking me? I'm going to give it to you. Or they lie to you. Or they try to avoid you. Because they don't care about you. They care about them. I was watching a story this morning, and I've seen it before, where there's a lot of talk about children have cell phones now. iPads and cell phones and they're on the phones all day and blah, 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 right? And now the so-called mothers are pretending that they're upset about it. And I realize that these mothers, first of all, the fathers are not stopping the mothers from doing it, but these women are giving these children these cell phones and whatever so that they don't have to be bothered with them. They spoil the children to try to avoid having to raise the children. Because mothers, especially mothers today, now in the good old days, before all this mess, mothers loved their children because they would teach them to work and be responsible. They didn't spoil them, trying to give them everything somebody else has, other children have, and the kids didn't mind. And the kids didn't mind at all. They loved the fact that their parents were not spoiling them. They had to earn it. And that they were not giving them everything other children had. That's gone now. There is no love. There's only hate. That emotional feeling that you have and you're calling it love for others is hate. It is not love. It's evil. That's why it goes and comes. You're up one day about it, down the next day about it. You're up one day about it, down the next day. It's all about you. You must die from that ego nature in order to live. I want to show you. I want to show you one of the most, and I say one, and every human being are guilty of ego until you start to really, really pay attention to you. You have been wishing the devil in your imagination, in your illusions, and calling him you. You just didn't know it. I understand that. I want to show you one of the worst acts of evil, just one, that I've ever seen in all my born days. But not the only, but one of the worst acts of evil. And I've seen many, and evil is a mess. It's funny, too, evil has no power. But it makes you think it has power because you identify with it. When you cry about your depression, your suicidal thoughts, and your loneliness, it's all vanity. It has no power. But you think that it does, and you cry. I want to show you one of the worst acts of evil that I've ever seen in all my born days, and I've seen much. This is from Fox 11. Talk about I was hungry, and the taxpayer fed me. This is one of the worst I've ever seen. And if it continue, it's going to only get worse. It's not going to get better. It can't. This is from Fox 11. Weingart Center Tower. One, Weingart Central Tower 1 is a new luxury high-rise in downtown Los Angeles that will serve as a shelter for homeless residents on Skid Row. Watch this.
Big celebration for those working to help LA's unhoused population. It's taken 3 years, but the Weingart Tower is finished. The first residents could move in a matter of weeks. Fox 11's Susan Hirasuna joining us live from the 19th floor to give us a tour. Susan.
Yes, and Christine, let me just tell you, this is just one of the common areas for the residents. I want to give you a look at the view from the 19th floor, and let me tell you, this is a view that many people would pay good money for, but here, this building is specifically dedicated and fully dedicated to those who are low income or unhoused.
One, two, cut.
Big-name politicos posed for the ribbon-cutting to celebrate the completion of Weingart Tower 1. 3 years of construction, and now the 19th-floor high-rise is oh so close to welcoming the first of 278 tenants.
I know voters say, I voted for Proposition H, I voted for HHH, and I haven't seen anything. Well, now you can see what HHH has done. The amenities that are here, I know, are going to be talked about in a way that is not so positive. A gym, music, art, recreation are all the things that are needed to heal, that are all a part of mental health.
That's an example of one of the worst acts of evil I've ever seen. Really. And I believe they said 17 or 19 floors. That building is for homeless people who are not earning it, who can care less. And a lot of them may move in, but they're not going to sleep there a lot of time because they love outdoors now. They'd rather sleep outdoors. And those that live there will destroy that building. They will destroy it. And then you see these evildoers cutting the river and stuff. It's all about them, and they hold a press conference so you can see it to make you think that they were doing something good so that you can vote them in. They don't care about the homeless people or you taxpayers who have to pay for this. This is taxpayer money to a bunch of homeless people who are unwilling to take care of themselves. This is pure evil. And the taxpayer in California voted for it. Either they didn't understand the propositions that they were voting for, a lot of people don't, or they voted for it and they don't have any love either. That Karen Bass female, the mayor, so-called mayor of L.A. now, and that wicked witch of the West, Maxine Waters, wicked evil. That's not love. That is one of the worst acts of evil that you've ever seen. Now, you saw how, remember, you saw how beautiful and clean and all that, how that building is, right? Let's take another look at it within the next probably less than 5 years, but I give you five. It's going to look like another homeless, dirty, nasty, unkempt place. Drug addicts everywhere. Think about that. These people are giving these people this place without earning at all. What happens when you give your children? It's the same thing that parents do to children nowadays. They didn't do it as much back then, when boys were boys and men were men. They made you earn it back then, and you appreciate it once you earned it. But when your parents gave you something free, and you didn't do anything to earn it, and they kept giving you and giving it, it spoiled you. It corrupted you. You don't care about anything. And you can't even take care of yourself. But they hold a press conference, they applaud, they smile, and you think that they're doing it out of love. It's pure evil. It's pure hate. It has nothing to do with love. And that's what parents, it's no different than what parents, especially mothers, but not only, it's no different what parents are doing to the children today. And the kids are so lazy. They have to take their parents, according to reports, they have to take, some of them take their parents on interviews for jobs with them. And if they're doing it online, according to reports, they do interviews with their parents, especially their mothers. There's no love. Human nature is not of love. Human nature is of evil. And human nature is all about self. That's why people try to hurt one another. Why do you think people want to get revenge? Why do you think people try to embarrass you? Why do you think people join, they join groups to go after one? Why do you think your own mother will form a group to go after you? When you, all you do is say, "Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I was wrong." Your mother will build an army against you because her heart is wicked, not of love. A mother's love is not special. It is evil. What these people are doing with taxpayer money in downtown L.A., it's pure evil. There's nothing good about it. It's a waste of your money, my money, taxpayer money. And the homeless people, they don't care about that. They're going to go in there, they're going to live high, but they're going to destroy those places. Look what they did in New York. They did the same thing in New York. They, according to the report, they gave the homeless and the illegal aliens 5 4-star hotels. Remember, they were not even renting out some of the hotels to people who were visiting New York. They were giving it to the homeless people because they were getting money for it. And the homeless people destroyed it. They started complaining about the food. They started just destroying it. You cannot, if you had love, you will not. You cannot just give people stuff and expect them to appreciate it, to grow from it. They won't. your own family member, your own children. You have to raise up kids in the right way to go. And you don't have to worry about them. That building with your taxpayer money, a beautiful view where workers can't even afford now in California. How many people would love to rent yourself or buy yourself a building like that, a room like that, and have a view like that? They're giving it to the homeless for nothing. You think the homeless people are going to appreciate that? And then they're talking about with on-site mental health services. It's all an act, folks. It's not an act of love. It is an act of evil.
Can I mention something?
Yes.
Interesting fact here. I'm on Weingart.org, okay? These are people who make these luxury housing or whatever. And on their website, you can sponsor people. And it goes starts with $250. And it says you can invest in a life, help one person get off the street for a week. And you keep rising it keeps rising in amounts. And the next one is invest in job training, invest in a new beginning. It goes all the way up to $5,000, and it says invest in a woman. Help one woman for 6 months.
Amazing.
I don't see a man in there.
What a mess. And you're going to fall for it because you're in a fallen state as well. Ladies and gentlemen, you're responsible for you. You are responsible for you as an adult. Your children, you're responsible for your children until they're of age, but you're responsible for you. Wake up. Why not just wake up? You can wake up and stop being evil. You can be free and be a perfect love. I don't care what you've done, where you've been, what has happened. You can be free of the past or the future, which doesn't exist anyway, and you can start a brand new life right now. Every moment is a new renewing. A new renewing. You can renew every moment. But no one's going to do it for you. And you're hurting yourself by not taking responsibility for you. You're not hurting anyone but you. Really. You might not realize it. Nobody else cares. They may pretend they do. Oh, I care about you. I care about the mental illness. I care about... They're lying. Only you can care about you. And you care about you when you wake up. You are asleep. Anyone that has anger is asleep. This is this Weingart Center Tower 1 down in L.A. is an act of evil. It's not going to make anything better. I promise you that. Then people got to feel good thrills. The stupid mayor of L.A. and the stupid Maxine Ward, all of the other people standing around, they're going to feel good for a minute, and then they got to find another thrill because that's not going to last. What a mess. If Bible Thumper Thursday, a lot of Christians think that's a good act because they, too, are blind. They're blind. Most Christians don't even know that Christ is their brother. They think he's God. Isn't that amazing? 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back to your calls and your super chats. Back in a moment. Bible Thumper! I have books that are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Amazing grace, how sweet it is. Baba Thumper, where is the love? A quick reminder, ladies, no women's forum tonight. All right, no forum, no meeting tonight for the ladies. Every third Thursday night, we hold the women's forum, but not this month. All right, I can't be there. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, we'll pick up on the Thursday night meetings next month. All right? So don't show up. Don't show up. Just continue to work on yourself, ladies. Those meetings are amazing. And I don't even like it when I have to miss them because I learn so much from them. The men's forum, the same thing. So continue to work on yourself, ladies. All right? And don't forget to support us on social media. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. And subscribe and follow the JLP Radio Network on YouTube and Instagram. All right? We're also on Locals somewhere. Let me find out. Let me see here. Rumble. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and Cozy.tv, where Christ is King. All right. Let me go to the first time I called out in the UK. Let me go. Is it Femi?
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show. How do you pronounce your name?
Yeah, you pronounced it right, Femi.
Right on. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I know you're a man of God and you don't really care about, you know, the race of somebody, but just letting you know you've got some, you know, some young black fans in the UK. So
right
on. The message is getting through to the black somehow, you know.
That's right. You're right about that. I counsel with men and women around the world, and I get calls here. And black, there are some black people around the world who are waking up as well. They just didn't know, but they're starting to wake up. And so you're absolutely right about that.
For sure. So there's a lot of things. I might call in another day so we could talk about other things. Lots of things. I watch your show a lot, so there's lots of things that, you know, I'd like to discuss with you, from Jesus to, you know, all different types of things. But today,
and stay close to your stay close to your phone and a little louder.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay,
yeah, sorry. So I wanted to ask you one question, if I can ask one, and two, if I can, they're on the same subject, so kind of related. The first one, so. You were talking about responsibility earlier, so I think I already know, you know, what you're going to say or what your answer would be. But I have a friend who recently split up with a longtime girlfriend. And since then, we've been having, you know, different conversations. I've been talking to him about it, how he feels about, you know, where he's going from now, what he, you know, thinks about the whole conclusion and stuff like that. We've been talking about manhood and different things. And the long and short of it is he basically believes that, he just said to me on the phone just before I called in that he has no responsibility towards his partner. He'll help them, but he has no responsibility towards them. And he has no responsibility to anyone in this life. So I just wanted from you, obviously, you know, I watch a lot of your stuff, you know, the kind of thinking you have, but, you know, could you just help me try and formulate something to this person that would make him understand why a man of 26 needs responsibility, should not necessarily, I don't know if you want responsibility, but it's part of being a man, part of growing up. You have responsibility to society, to your family, your future family, wife and kids. But he thinks none of that. He thinks men and women are completely equal, that both partners have a completely equal role in the house, and therefore he's not the foundation of the household. He's not the foundation. The family shouldn't look to him for strength or anything like that. And I just wanted your take on that. And then I have a follow-up question.
I don't know what he mean. I would have to talk to him about that because I don't know exactly what he mean by no responsibility. And so you're saying he just broke up with his wife, right?
No, his wife is girlfriend.
Oh, he broke up with his girlfriend. And now he's saying that he has no responsibility for her?
Well, no, he's been thinking, well, yeah, a part of the reason they broke up is that she has anxiety towards him when it comes to thinking about him and potentially like another girl or something like that. And that got too much for him, so he broke up with her. And I tried to make him understand that that's her. I didn't explain it in the, he doesn't believe in God, so I didn't explain it in the terms of like, that's her hell and you need to drag her out of it as the man. But I explained to him that's somebody that you thought you had a future with. You can't just say, I have no responsibility to, obviously she can only do the work herself, but to decide that this is a problem that only she can solve and I have to just, you know, I feel like there's responsibility there. If you are, obviously I know you don't believe in out of wedlock relationships, so I'm not sure you'd even be condoning it in the first place, but if you plan to marry this person and have kids with this person, start a family with them,
number one, again, I can't really talk to him through you, right? I would have to talk to him.
Sure.
But yeah, if he feel that way and that's the way he want to live, I would recommend you not try to convince him of anything and just let him live in his hell, because even God doesn't try to convince anyone of anything. He would just let you live in your hell until and if you're ready to overcome. So I wouldn't waste my time. If I were you, do what you want, but I wouldn't try to convince him of anything. Just leave him in his misery.
Yeah. That I did say that to him. I said to him, you know, like, I'm only going to really speak to you about it once, you know, that I believe men have responsibility in society, have responsibility to their parents, they have responsibility to their siblings, in different varying degrees, not the same level of responsibility, but you have, as a man in society, in a society.
What type of an adult man, what type of responsibility you have toward your parents?
Parents is one that I feel like is a bit, I'm only now, as I'm getting older, starting to, like, and through listening to your content, challenging my own views on the relationship I've had with my parents and how things went wrong and things like that. But I do believe I had the responsibility, if they were good parents and were good to me, I had the responsibility to also be a good son back, be somebody that's dependable and not somebody that, you know, I can not necessarily just, like, help my dad at 18 be bringing in, you know, double the bacon to the table, but dependable, that if he needs help with something, I can help. You know, looking after, not necessarily looking after siblings as the main parent, but, you know, looking out for your siblings, that's something that you would be doing, that's a responsibility you'd have towards your parents that some people embrace and some people don't.
Well, you don't have any responsibility for your parents. Your responsibility toward your parents is not to resent them. Forgive them. They did the best they could. But you have no responsibility toward them at all. But if you want to help them at some point in life, you do it because you just want to do it, not out of sense of guilt and not out of sense of so-called responsibility. But your parents have a responsibility to take care of themselves and work their lives so that they don't have to rely on their children at all. You don't owe anything to your father or your mother except to forgive them.
Yeah, I've been working on that one as well. I did believe, before I believed in any kind of what you, you know, not owe your parents, but what kind of responsibilities you have, I did believe you have the responsibility to give them the benefit of the doubt that they tried their hardest. You know,
right.
If you're the eldest child like me, you know, this is their first time having a child. You can ask your peers who have children, but their children are not like your children.
Did you forgive your mother?
Yeah, I forgave both of them recently. We've been estranged for about 10 years, but I recently forgave my mom.
Nice.
Maybe about Christmas time. And then the last week, I forgave my dad. And we're now on speaking terms for the first time in close to a decade. So
right on. Even if you were married, you're a man and you're married, the only responsibility you have for your wife and children is to provide for them physically.
Yeah, I believe.
You provide for them. You provide for your children. But as far as helping your wife to overcome her hell, you have no responsibility at all. There is nothing you can do to help your wife overcome her hell, or the wife helping the husband overcome his hell, because only the individual is responsible for that, and then only God can help that person who want to overcome their misery. No other human being can do anything about that.
So, but I think I've heard you say, maybe it's different because the people you're talking to were like saying that they were married, but I think I've heard you say that it's not that the man is supposed to like drag her out of hell, but it's supposed to A, come out of his own hell so that he can, one, lead and by example a path out of her hell that she can follow.
Well, what happens when the man overcome his hell, he will become the light of the family. And so when he see the wife being crazy, emotional, and all that mess, he can correct her and point out, look, you're angry, you need to drop your evil. You know, he can point it out with perfect love, but he cannot bring her out of it at all. No human being can do that.
But the man that you're talking about in that scenario, if he marries a woman that, for her to be emotional in the marriage, that probably means she was emotional when they were dating, when he was courting her, trying to get her attention.
So, yes.
At what point would he, in my friend's scenario, he just thinks that, you know, a problem like the girlfriend having some kind of issue with you or in the relationship, that means, we have to just, you know, go our separate ways. You work on that and see each other in another life. But
well, again, I can't speak for him because I would have to hear him.
Yeah, I was talking about the scenario you gave. In that scenario, would you not advise that not my friend's scenario, the one that you gave. Would you not advise that the man, you know, stays in the relationship, if he wants the relationship, obviously, to stay in the relationship and to, you know, obviously come out of his own hell first and foremost, and like you said, be the light. How is he going to be the light in the marriage if he left her, you know, in his 20s because she was too emotional? He would have had to have put up with that and tolerated it while he's overcome his own hell.
Well, if he were married... And he wanted to overcome his hell while he's married. He can't do it, but he will have to put his eyes on himself and not on his wife at all, and just leave her in her hell until she's ready to come out.
Okay.
Because it's a spiritual thing, and this hell that every human being has is not what we think that it is. And so only the individuals that seek the truth, work on the truth, would know what the truth is. And the truth is nothing like what you ever imagined or been told that it is. You will only know the truth when you welcome the truth to come in and take over. And so even in a marriage, again, he will have to totally work on himself. And that doesn't mean, like, if he married his wife, she act crazy sometimes. He has to protect his children from her. He should correct her when she's overreacting, but not resent her and don't try to make her change. But you can point it out. Hey, you have anger. You need to overcome that anger. You're hurting the children, blah, 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 right? But he can't do anything about it at all. Zero.
So when you said, you know, when you said earlier that the only responsibility a man has to his wife and children is to provide.
And to be the light of the family, too.
So my friend completely, categorically would disagree with you on that.
A lot of people disagree. I understand that. Most Christians disagree with me on that.
Just to put it in perspective, just so that he's clear when I send this to him later, do you believe that is the woman an equally responsible, like, in a marriage between a man and a woman, when you say it's the man's responsibility to provide for wife and children, is it equally 50-50 the wife's responsibility to provide for man and children, or is the man's responsibility to provide for wife and children?
Well, there's no such thing as equally in a marriage. The man is the head of the woman, and there's no 50-50 in that. It's just the way it is.
Agreed. Okay, well, you've answered all of my questions for today. Thank you.
No such thing as 50-50 in a marriage. That's a made-up lie.
Yeah. That's not how you have a nuclear family.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But yeah, I'll definitely be calling back at other times because I want to talk to you about Jesus and other things. We have two different interpretations of Christianity, I think. But I'd love to talk. Like, you're an interesting person. I like listening to you. You've challenged a lot of the thinking that I had growing up. And I think it's made me a better man for it. So I appreciate your hard work.
You're welcome, man. How old are you now?
I'm about to turn 25.
Right on. You're doing the right thing in trying to wake up at such an early age. You're avoiding a lot of hell.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, call me again, buddy.
All right, have a great day, yeah?
You too. Amazing. All right. Bye now. All the way from the UK, and he's black. He's black. Let me, is it Alyssa? A first-time caller out of Austin, Texas. Alyssa, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
All is well, Alyssa. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for having me. I've been so excited to finally get in to talk to you. Ever since my dad showed me your first video, I've been really addicted.
Amazing.
And my dog love you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Keep up the good work, Jesse.
I will, Alyssa. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Tell your dad I said, amazing that he turned you on to it as well. That's a father's love.
Thank you. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, Alyssa.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right. Bye-bye. Amazing. I told you, I had a conversation with a couple of men and women around the country, around the world. In my counseling, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven, by the way. Yeah, Skype, phone, walk-in. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 if you want counseling. I had some amazing discussions in counseling yesterday with men and women. There are men and women, a few. Most is not going to do it. Most love their misery. They don't want out of their hell. That's why it's not good to go around teaching, because you're talking to the devil. You're giving the swine, you're throwing the truth over to the swine. They don't want it. Some of your closest, best people you think you know hate the truth. They don't want it, so don't be trying to teach. Give them the knowledge if they ask for it. And then they'll find their way. But do not do it. If they don't ask, don't give. I'm telling you. 888-775-3773. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Mobetta. Moment. He says, JLP and all experts, nothing to say here. Just putting my five coffees into the offering basket for the free 3 hours of personal growth I received from you all on yesterday's show.
Right on. Thank you. Thank you for helping us to help others. I do appreciate it. And stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Superman's daddy bought a coffee. Great show, men. Call this a conspiracy and hate can disavow. But is it weird that Get a Job is back on YouTube when Sean left? Emoji. We have never seen Sean and Get a Job in the same place.
Well, Get a Job was back before Sean left.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember?
Mm-mm.
I knew about it before Sean left.
Wow.
I think that I did. But whatever. Thank you. Amazing.
A 20 coffee is very generous from Obetta. Says, my first real attempt at a biblical question.
Why do you carry out the works of the flesh?
Males, the non-betas, we are drawn to the beauty of God's females. We all drool over them. It is strange. I cannot explain it. Females, the 90% without obese blue hair and activist problem glasses, they have so many options while pretending they are cultural Kardashians, yet worthless, and keep their focus on making passion with the 1% top fashionable trendy males. And they even consider skin color as fashion in accordance with the media monopoly.
I understand none of that. What does that mean, the beauty of God's female?
What the?
What does that mean? No such thing.
They're pretty.
Come on,
but
man.
That's not God's beauty of God's female.
He says,
that's the lust of the flesh.
Well, that's his answer. The lust of the flesh is what keeps him attached to the works of the flesh.
Oh, he was responding to the biblical question?
Yeah.
That was a long response. I forgot that's what it was. But thank you. And I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. But that's kind of, I'm like, what is the beauty of God's female? What the? That's it for that one.
Oh, he continues. Bottom line up front. Also,
pithy.
I know. This is not pithy. He did give 20 coffees.
Okay.
But so we'll look the other way.
That's right.
All STDs become concentrated in the population of the top percent hot, quote-unquote, males and all the hot.
What does that have to do with the lust of the flesh? I mean, answering the biblical question.
I don't know. Thank you, Mobetta. He continues, my advice, never, ever make friends with a military medical worker who has access to the unit's health records.
That's not responding to the biblical question.
Okay, moving on.
So that really wasn't a response to the biblical question. That was someone trying to get a message out.
He says he cannot explain it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Amazing. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you. What the?
And, well, a Cash App from Mr. Roy gave a Cash App donation, Bond JLP on Cash App, saying, no listening to the woman. Please explain suffering.
What?
I don't know what he means, but he says, no listen to the woman. Please explain suffering. I don't know if that means that he's suffering and explain why not to listen to a woman.
Oh, so he's asking me to explain why I shouldn't listen to a woman?
Sounds like it.
He suffered from it.
I think so.
Be a little clear so I can be clear with it, all right? Thank you. I'll be back. Every time you listen to a woman, you will suffer, though. Back in a moment.
Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Bible Thumper Thursday Jesse Lee Peterson Show, June 20th, AD 2024. Happy summer, everybody. JLP will be right back to your calls. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and we will be right back to your calls. You can get on hold to get on air. And we'll also get back to your super chats. Appreciate them, guys and gals. Today is the 2024 summer solstice, the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. Explain that, flat earthers. It's also the first official day of summer. Although swaths of the United States have been baking in unseasonably high temperatures for weeks. Don't bake, kids. Anyway, a debate is happening next week between our greatest president and our second worst president to Obama. Crooked Joe Biden and our greatest president Trump are set for an historic showdown in exactly 1 week. The stage set for Commie Nonsense Network, CNN's June 27th presidential debate. It'll make history as the first debate between a sitting president and a former president. That's a dumb history note. Dumb. And could be a pivotal moment in the 2024 race as millions of potential voters tune in. The debate qualification window closed midnight. Biden and Trump meeting the constitutional ballot qualification and polling thresholds set by the network. Both candidates have spent the past weeks working to fine-tune their message on a wide array of issues, from the economy to foreign affairs to their rivals' fitness for office. And severe weather happening right about now. The season's first tropical storm has formed over the Gulf of Mexico. And I don't like this. A dangerous heat wave, by the way. Wildfires impacting parts of the United States. Alberto. This is what I don't like. Alberto. The first named storm of the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season. Correct me if I'm wrong, but storms are supposed to be named after women, not men. Women. So it should be Alberta, but they're calling it Alberto. Alberto. First name. Anyway, bringing gusty winds and storm surge to the southern Texas, a level 3 of 4 risk of flooding in place for parts of the state, as I reported yesterday, including Corpus Christi. Meanwhile, dangerous heat wave. Heat wave is scorching parts of the Midwest and the Northeast with record-breaking high temperatures forecast across dozens of cities. And in New Mexico, this is kind of rough, around 1,400 structures have been lost and 8,000 people evacuated due to the South Fork fire burning near the village of Ruidoso. Anyway, and Commie Nonsense Network talks about they're all of a sudden concerned about religious freedom. Louisiana public school is now required to display the Ten Commandments in all classrooms after Republican Governor Jeff Landry signed the requirement into law. I'm flexing my muscles as if I'm agreeing with this. I don't care. On Wednesday, House Bill 71, approved by state lawmakers last month in Louisiana, mandates a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments with a large, easily readable font be in every classroom at schools that receive state funding. From kindergarten through university level, opponents of the bill have argued that a state requiring religious text in all classrooms would violate the Establishment Clause of the U.S. Constitution, which they don't care about the Constitution. They just hate Christians and Jews, which states that Congress can make no law respecting an establishment of religion. So-called civil liberties groups, also known as anti-Christian groups that need to be deported, they swiftly vowed to challenge the law in court. What a mess, huh? And Ecuador is dealing with a blackout. 17 million people left in the dark Wednesday. Ecuador was hit with an hours-long nationwide blackout. Talk about a third-world country. Are they third world? The outage affected hospitals, homes, major subway system. Authorities said it was caused by maintenance and transmission issues in the country's electric system. What a mess. Electrical system. So it had been restored at 95% Wednesday. But there's been struggling energy crisis for years. I'm James Hake. ¶¶
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. That's amazing. Second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. If you are, like, busy and can't sit and watch it right now because you're working out, you're making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you and your wife are arguing, or your wife and you are arguing and you don't have time to be quiet, you want to buy some fentanyl, so you're out on the corner, or you're having a withdrawal from fentanyl, so you're depressed, whatever your issue might be. You can be listening to the show. You can podcast live, podcast later, but you can be listening. You can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And don't forget to have your comments read out loud. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? It is Thursday. And for those who might not be aware, we take all calls. But every Thursday is Bible Bumper Thursday.
I know I'm supposed to go to my seat now, but my mama's a 10-year cancer survivor, and she's standing right there. Wave your hand, mama.
Somebody beside you don't understand your praise, but I want you to grab somebody around you that don't mind dancing, and I want you to hit the floor right now.
Jesus saw Zacchaeus and he levels the playing field. Jesus institutes an affirmative action program.
Line on Jesus.
I'm going to talk about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's loud.
Okay, sorry.
Do it nicely.
Oh, okay? Yes. Hallelujah.
What a mess. Oh, God. Let me go to Darius, a first-time caller out of Michigan, Detroit, Michigan. Darius, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's up, man? Watching you. I like to first off say, like, it's crazy how I got on to you because, like, I was living in Texas and me and my girl, we kind of, you know, got into it. So I had to go live with my mom. And in the midst of me on the way back to Michigan to live with my mom, I was like, who is that dude who was calling Amber Rose a slut? Like, I need to watch that again. And then I watched you and then you started talking about forgive your mom and stuff. And I realized, like, I knew, always knew I hated my mom or I had an anger towards my mom, but I never knew I became her because of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I just like to appreciate you for, you know, putting my eye on that so now I can watch what I do and, you know, forgive her and things like that.
Right on.
So I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
But my first thing is that my little brothers and them, they kind of getting into it. You know, we're all adults now. They kind of getting into it. A little situation happened. I know the full situation. My mom doesn't. And they're on the internet now. They're kind of talking, messing about each other on the internet. And it's kind of making us all look bad because they kind of cutting deep. You know what I'm saying? This is like gut punches. They're, you know, throwing at each other.
Yes.
And so I'm just like, you know, we're all supposed to be related and things like that. So they call me. And they telling me the sides of the story, which I know the full story. So I'm sitting here kind of like, you know, that's between y'all. I want y'all to deal with it. But, you know, at the same time, you know, they're just calling me because I'm the older brother out of the bunch. So, you know, they're just kind of calling me. I'm trying to give them advice, you know, just forgive each other. Stay out the way. You know what I'm saying? Raise your kids. You know, do what you got to do. But for some reason, they still keep getting at it. And then they call my mom. And, you know, right now I'm currently living with my mom. I know I'm a beta. But if I'm trying to get out of that, you know, I'm trying to get out of that right now, man. I'm trying to work. I've been working every day, cutting grass and stuff like that. So I'm
right on.
You know, I'm on the verge of being able to get out.
Yeah.
But yeah, they call my mom and they start to, you know, have these conversations. My younger little brother, he starts to have these conversations with my mom, and she seems to just take his side, you know, just seem to take his side, you know, just easily. And I've been realizing that's kind of irritating me because I know the full story and he's not telling you the full story. And I found that, you know, it's been bringing conflict with me and my mom. And, you know, it's been conflict with just everyone. They're all together. So I was figuring out, you know, how do I go about, you know, this situation, or how do I tell my mom not to choose sides? You know what I'm saying? Because she really don't know the...
Why not just tell her to stay out of it and don't take sides, period? Tell her that it's not her business and just stay out of it.
But I do, and it seems like, you know, for my whole life, it always felt like she just resent me in a way. So
yeah,
the other child that's coming to her, talking to her, that's kind of like been her favorite. She doesn't like to admit it, but it's kind of been her favorite.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like all the child she doesn't like talking about the child she does like, and it's like it brings conflict with us. Now she's completely, like, disrespecting me, just telling me to shut the F up. You know, I can't even play you in the house, bro. If I go in the house right now and put you on the TV, I can get put out. Like, she hear your voice and she's like, is that dude you be listening to? You need to turn him off. He don't know nothing about God. And I'm like, why does this bother you so much? Like, why is this anger so deep into you? And I understand that it's so deep because I didn't realize that I had that same anger until I heard you. So I was trying to figure out, you know,
I highly recommend you drop it, you stay out of it, and let them all fight by themselves, and you work on yourself. You got a job, save your money, get you a place, and just work on you. You cannot help them. They don't want out of their hell. They love fighting. That's why they're doing this on the internet and everywhere, because these are demons working through people. And they love bringing misery upon other human beings. So I would pull away from it. You told them they need to drop their anger to forgive. That's all you need to do. I would tell them, don't contact me about it. Don't talk to me about it. I'm out of it. And I will quietly live my life. Leave them in their hell. You're not responsible for them at all. Zero responsibility.
Okay. That makes perfect sense.
Because they'll destroy you. They'll turn on you and destroy you because you're trying to tell
them. And that's what I've been noticing. Like, I tell my brother the truth, like, because, you know, I know the full situation. You know, a situation happened. My other little brother's, his weapon came up missing and he went to jail. And at first I'm thinking it's the guys that were around him because they done the same thing to my brother before. They took something from him before and he still.
But I recommend you just get out of it. Let them have their hell. Really. Don't let them contact you. Yeah, on social media, don't let them contact you. You take yourself off that with them.
I thought about unfollowing them this morning because just getting on there and seeing the things that they're saying, It's like, you know, we're brothers, man. Like, and you
but
know,
you're
mom,
not
mom,
you're not brothers anymore. Your real brothers and sisters are those who have truly forgiven and returned to the Father. Your real brother and sister are your spiritual brother and sister, not the Christian thing, but the spiritual one. Those are your brothers and sisters. Those people are not your brothers and sisters anymore. Only in blood, right. But you don't have no obligation to them at all. I will remove myself from it and just work on me.
Yeah, and it seems like it's so hard because, you know, we've been through a lot of stuff. They've done a lot of things for me. They paid my bonds. You know, it seemed like they've been there for me. So to kind of, like, realize, like, they're just turning on me and each other is kind of like, you know, it's kind of crazy. And the
but
fact
that's
that
what
I'm,
hell is. That's what hell looked like. Hell has no love for anyone. And I don't care what they have done for you. They did it out of ego. Because if they had done it out of love, they would not expect anything from you. They wouldn't expect you to be a part of their mess just because they helped you. It was all ego. It wasn't love.
Right.
So I will remove away from it, Darius, and just work on my life. Come out of hell. Right. Come out of hell and live in heaven right here on earth.
It sounds good, man. I got one more question if I got time.
Okay.
My mom, she wakes up early in the morning and she starts to pray, like she prays and do the hoopling and hobbling that you be talking about, the Bible thumping,
yeah,
and all of that and throwing Bible verses at me. But it seems like she isn't peaceful with herself. She claims to be at peace, but it seems like anything happens, her peace is gone.
She doesn't have peace. That's why she doesn't have peace. That's why she's doing that hoop and the holly in the morning time. She's miserable.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand, because I was like, you know, we even got in a debate because I was watching one of your shows where you were basically explaining how women couldn't be preachers and stuff.
Yes.
And I'm realizing, like, she don't even listen to men preachers anymore. Like her excuse of telling me that is because she feel like she needs to relate. Men can't really relate to women, I guess, or she
well,
wants
men don't understand the hell of the woman. They don't know that the God above is the man's God and the God below is the woman's God. And so they can't deal with that hell in their mothers because the father's not protecting them from it. And so they end up with the same devil in other women because they did not overcome their mother. So they don't understand the hell that they're dealing with inside the woman.
Right, right, right. So should women be preachers? Or
no. Like? Uh-uh. Women were created to follow, not to lead, period.
Yeah, because I said that, and I really feel that. I really, honestly, I believe that. But, you know, my family is full of women, and they just keep throwing at me, God can use anybody. Or
well, give them the finger.
Amazing.
Amazing. And don't argue with them about it or anything. Stop arguing with the devil in your imagination and inside of other human beings. The devil needs you to argue with him inside of you and inside of other in order to stay alive. Stop arguing with the devil. Don't try to prove anything to the devil. Don't argue with the devil. You overcome him.
Yeah, that's what I've been feeling like I've been doing wrong. Because even then, I'll quote some things you said or whatever, but I realize I'm not saying it with peace. I'm saying it with anger.
Yes.
To prove a point, and then they're not receptive to what I'm saying because I'm too worried about this is right, this is right, this is right, this is what sounds right. And then they're just like, I don't care what you're saying. It's first off, it's coming from you. You're not living in the, you know, so it's like, it's so hard, man, to just
stop doing it. You're not supposed to be teaching. You're supposed to live. But the devil got you thinking because you're hearing the truth, and you are hearing the truth from me here. But you're not supposed to go out and start teaching. They will build an army against you, and they will destroy you.
Man, I've noticed that, bro. Like, all my aunties have come over. They don't even talk to me anymore.
Yes.
My mom, just they're all outside talking about the younger generation and how we're so screwed up and stuff. And I'm just like, man, so much hatred is just there.
Yes, absolutely. But just see it, but don't judge them. They can't help us. they have the Satan is their God. They can't help it. But you move on. You quietly work on your life. Stop trying to change them. Stop trying to preach to them. Stop trying to teach them. And you will become the light of the world. And there will be people you're running to, run across, and they'll see something a little different about you. They want to know. And you will give them the knowledge of the truth and point them to the right way. And then those are the ones you want to help, those who ask for the help, not those you impose the help on.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing, imposing the help.
Yeah. And it's like throwing the truth. Like, it's like throwing the truth to swines. They don't want it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like it's talking to a brick wall. It's like it makes sense, but they don't want to hear it.
No, they're not ready for it. They love their misery. So stay quiet, Darius, and work on you, and eventually get yourself an apartment and get away from your mother. Don't try to prove anything to her. Don't argue with her. Let her do her hoop and hollering. Let her be miserable. She loves her misery.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate you, man. You really changing lives out here, man.
Well, stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir. And I just started the silent prayer the day before yesterday. And, man, that was the loudest thing I ever did.
Right on.
Just so loud and quiet at the same time.
Yes, because now you're becoming aware of all the noise you've been living in, thinking that it was normal or that it was you, and it's not. So you're on the right way.
Thank you. I appreciate that, man.
You're welcome. Call me again.
Yes, sir.
All right. So just be quiet and work on your life and give the other people the finger.
Yeah. All right, cool.
All right.
Hi.
Bye. 888-7753-773. When I say give them the finger, I mean just let them suffer and die. Don't be mad at them. Don't try to prove anything. Don't argue with them. You know, okay. That's what you want to do? That's your hell, not mine. All right? And just don't argue with them. Stop arguing with the devil inside of you. You're going to be shocked when you stop arguing with the devil inside of you and outside of you, inside of others, when you just leave a quiet space there. The kingdom of heaven will enter in and take over. But you got to leave that space where the truth can come in. Let me go to Jason out of Buffalo, New York. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yeah, I want to talk. Hey, what's up, man?
All this world, Jason.
I want to talk about your doctrine about like how you expect people to get to heaven.
I don't have a doctrine.
Okay. So how do you think people are supposed to get to heaven?
I don't think about that at all.
All right. So how do people avoid going to hell then?
By overcoming the hell that they're already living in.
Okay, so you don't say, like, that's how people get to heaven. Don't you say, like, you got to forgive to get to heaven?
I say in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must first go and forgive. Yes.
And where did you get that at? I was looking for it, and I didn't see that.
Why are you looking for it?
Because you said it, and it's like, I like to, like, fact check stuff like that. And it's like, you say, like, I know that's why you don't like Bible thumpers, because they like look up things. It's no. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's not how it happens, though.
What's your purpose of fact checking the truth?
what you're saying is not true.
What's your purpose of fact? So if you know it's not true, why are you fact checking?
That's why, like, that's normally what happens when you fact-check something. You go to see if it's true or not.
And so you already fact-checked and you found out that it wasn't true?
I mean, it's like you're not telling everything. Like, it says, like, but you also have to accept.
Did you already fact-checked and you know it's not, you found that it wasn't true?
Yeah, I looked it up. I mean, other people have been talking about the same thing about, like, how you get into heaven and, like, the
No, I'm asking you, you've already fact-checked. And you found out that to forgive before you enter into the kingdom, you must forgive. You found out that
that's not what you said.
You found out that wasn't true.
That's not what you just said.
Are you saying that you found out that that wasn't true?
No, first of all, I'm going to say that's not what you just said. It's not, you didn't just say forgive. You said go and forgive. It's nothing.
What's the difference?
There is a difference. You telling people to go and forget, like, hold on.
So did you find out that go and forgive?
Yeah, I like how you try to make it seem like it's funny, too. I like that.
Jason, you found, fact check the truth, that you found that it wasn't true that before you enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive?
That's not all that is. Like, that's what I'm saying, though. It's like, that's not all it is. See, there's more to, like, the more to the other.
So you're not answering my question. I'm asking you, you found out that that wasn't true?
Yeah, I found out that wasn't true.
And so you don't care about the truth. Why did you even bother to fact check the truth?
How you going to tell me I don't care about the truth?
But you told me you didn't.
What you mean? I didn't say I didn't care about the truth.
What'd you tell me? Not today, but you said that in the past.
I've never told you I don't care about the truth. I'm all about the truth. I like facts. I like stuff to be accurate. I've never told you that. Stop trying to put words in my mouth.
How is it possible to fact check the truth?
You say that it's not true. I'm telling you it's not true.
No. How is it possible to fact check the truth? How is that possible?
No, it's like, and I know you're trying to get a fact check from people outside of this, but it's like, that's not even going to work.
Jason, I'm going to try one more time. Okay, you said you fact checked the truth, right?
Yes, I did.
And how is that possible, even possible, to fact check the truth? How is that possible?
All right, okay, I'm going to answer. That's a tricky question.
That's a what?
How do you fact check?
You said that's a what? Question. A what?
It's a tricky question.
How is that a trick question? You said you did it. I want to know how is that even possible?
First of all, how is that possible? It's like, how do I fact check the truth to let you know that what you said wasn't true?
So you're not answering the question. What are your steps that you took? What are your steps? What are your steps that you took to fact check the truth?
I checked the source. I went to the source.
You went to God?
No, the Bible, dude. The Bible.
The Bible is not the source.
That's not the source. So where did you get that? All right. So the Bible is not the source of God's word. The Bible is not supposed to be God's word.
I'm trying to understand. How is it even possible to fact check the truth? And you said you did it.
I did do it.
And how did you do it?
How did I fact check the truth? I looked up and found out that what you said wasn't true.
And you looked up where? You looked up where?
In the Bible.
And the Bible said what about going and forgiving? What did it say?
Oh, it didn't say going. It said forgiveness. And it's all heart. It's all like you personally. You don't have to go nowhere. It's all about the individual. You got to forgive and accept Christ. That's how you get in. That's how you get into heaven. That's like it says that. That's like how you get into the paradise. And, that's how you get into heaven.
And that's what you call, you believe in Christ, though. And that's what you call fact checking the truth.
Oh yes. When you something like
I have never heard in my life since I've been on this earth the 75 years that I've been on this earth.
What you said is not true.
Hold on, Jason. He hung up. What the? I have never. This is my first time in the 75 years on this side of heaven that I ever heard anyone. Maybe people are trying to do that, but I never heard of anyone told me they fact checked the truth. The truth cannot be fact checked. Well, you look more fact checked of the truth. That doesn't even make sense. Jason hung up. Why you hang up? He ran. Bird! You can't not fact check the truth, dummy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Bruce. Bruce out of Wisconsin. Bruce, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, Bruce.
Jesse, my question is, I'm 72. I'm a retired musician.
Are you a first-time caller?
No, I'm a second-time
caller. Okay, go ahead.
What would you, after listening to you, I find I'm looking, you know, into thoughts and stuff, and I see that I'm involved in a lot of ego with music. I notice you listen to music. I mean, do you recommend that I continue in my retirement with writing music? Is this a source of evil emotion? Is that sufficient for a question?
Yes, it is. A good question, by the way. What I recommend, now that you can see that you've been using music in an ego way, seeing it would change it. And there is a right way to use music, make music, write music, enjoy music, as long as you're not getting a false sense of identity from it. And you're not getting a false image of yourself, you'll be fine. Because the mind is there for you to use it in all kinds of way, but not to get a false image of it, of yourself.
Well, I love music.
Yeah.
And one of the aspects of music is that I try to write what I feel is true.
Right.
I see a lot of hypocrisy. I do write it in some time in rather a jazzy form or rock form, and in that I feel there might be a little, like I'm trying to chase away a lot of things in my life.
Yeah.
And, well, just
watch yourself as you're doing this, and if you notice that you're getting an ego feel from a false self of self, then just watch that. It'll pass, and the mind.
Well, that's what attracts people to it. I mean, it's taking photographs of yourself, and I try not to be a vain person, but I feel taking a photograph of myself, I guess, and putting that in a cover. You know, I question things like that. So.
Good. Well, just watch that false image of self, because that's what imagination does. It gives you a false image of self. And as long as you're not using that false image of self, but you're using it to do your talents, to work, to earn a living, you'll be fine. It's a tool. But when you get a false image of self, it becomes evil. You're fine.
Exactly. I try to put my message in my music, to convey it across. But sometimes, can I get, I have another question that I've been kind of waiting before calling you. I don't know if I take up too much time.
No, go ahead.
Okay. And of course, I'm 72. I'm the youngest in the family. I've been trying to forgive my mother and father, but my sister keeps getting in the way, and she was supposed to be the babysitter, and in all this rethinking, I've discovered I've dug up a lot of I was left alone a lot. My sister was out, you know, they were leaving me alone at home. I was molested by the boy next door because no one was home. I was running. This is how I grew up in the 50s. And I was like a pet. And I keep seeing my sister, who I'm not on talking terms with. She hung up on me. And I was always the one who reached out to my family. It's a long story, but I moved away. From the East Coast to get away from a lot of other things. And, my question is it, could it be my sister? And is it a matter of me just trying to forgive her?
If you have something against your sister, you should definitely go to her and forgive her. And then go to your parents, forgive them, and move on with your life. You're not going to be...
They're in heaven.
They're inspired?
They're gone. So.
Well, though they're dead, you still forgive them. They could not help themselves. and then forgive your
sister. Well, my family is very abusive. They've
all families are. Hold on, buddy. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. There's one line open. You can get involved there. Quick announcement for personal shout-outs, birthday, wedding, anniversaries, encouragements, whatever the shout-out is, I'll do it for you. If you go over to Cameo, C-A-M-E-O, .com/JesseLeePeterson, CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. And the people are enjoying the shout out. They love the shout outs, all kinds of encouragements and things like that. You will not regret it. All right. CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. And don't forget, no women's forum tonight, ladies. And I keep mentioning it because there are women who come from out of town, outside of the Los Angeles area, outside of California for those meetings. And so does that, so do men, some men. And so I like to make it clear so you don't make a trip and we're not here for the meeting. No women's forum this Thursday night. Next Thursday night, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, all right? And don't forget to support us. Go to rebuildingdemand.com. Make a donation. Help out. I shouldn't have to say it, but I know, I understand I have to remind you. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to make a donation, all right? Let me go quickly back to Bruce in dealing with his sister. His parents have been inspired. They're gone. No use to pray for them anymore. They're gone. Bruce.
Yes.
So you go to your sister if you can, or FaceTime with her, and just apologize for resenting her.
Well, it's the whole family. Maybe it's ultimately my parents for going out every night.
Yes,
and leaving me with she was a teenager. I mean, I could find myself to forgive, but I'm in the process of. But God, what you've done is, you know, I'm digging all this stuff out of my past,
yes,
which has been locked up. So maybe I know that we're not on speaking terms. I've resolved to not reach out to anyone in my life anymore.
Right on.
I was always the one to reach out. So I had to move that, which is another story, move away.
Well, let me tell you that. Let me tell you this before you get to that. You're right about your parents are to blame for your sister having to watch over you, because parents are very selfish and they are evil. And they, if they had any love, there's no way that they would put your sister or your brother to have to watch over you. It is the responsibility of the mother to watch over the children while the father is away providing for the family. It's not the even mothers don't even know how to raise children. How do you expect children to know how to raise children?
It's My father raised me like a sergeant. I would get a kick if I drove on the wrong. I would be. I'd ask questions about why I feel, and he would make a joke of it. I can never remember, you know, having a decent conversation.
Yeah.
But now my mother, it's a little different. But I, ultimately, you know, it's my parents, and I just
absolutely forgive your parents. Yeah. They were wrong. They could not help themselves. Forgive them, and you move. Yeah. And don't resent your sister. Forgive your sister. That was hard on her to try to raise somebody. She was a kid herself, and you move on with your life.
Yeah.
You don't owe your family anything. You don't need to go back and reach out to them. You just live your life. You're responsible for you and no one else. You are your world. You live in your world. You'll be fine.
Yeah, and you're turning it upside down.
what do you mean? Right.
Well, I'm looking at my thoughts. I sit around working on the deck. I'm retired, but, you know, I'm working on a deck right now, and I'm throwing my hammer, and I stop and I say, who am I angry at?
There you go.
You know?
Yes.
And I'll get up and I'll say, oh, my back, and I'll say, damn it. You know, I'll say, well, who am I angry at?
There you go.
And this is kind of what's going on, and my wife is just laughing. You know, and
well, here's
hey,
what
thank
I
thank you very much.
Here's what I recommend when you say, who am I angry at? From now on, I want you to just say anger, but don't put an I into it. There's no I. The real you is the real you is not angry. But if you say, but as long as you say, who am I angry at? Then you're putting in a false image of yourself. A
so
false
the little horse fly is not me. The little horse fly is the devil.
Yes, sir.
He's trying to bite me.
100%.
All right.
100%.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesse. God bless you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. 888-775-3773. 888-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Is this Christina or Christian? How come it has an M by it? M instead of F.
Christina.
It's Christina? Oh, okay. Thank you. Christina, first-time caller out of Missouri. Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and thank you for all that you do.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, so I have two questions. My first question is in regard to thoughts.
Yes.
I understand what you say, and I believe it, but I struggle figuring out how to think without thoughts, because then it seems as though everything would be impulsive if we didn't think.
No, if you don't think, you would be free and everything would work naturally.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds easy, and easy is good.
And God created you. He sent his son for you so that everything will be easy and burdens will be light. Your way will be made easy. It's supposed to be that way. You've been made to be free so that life is easy. Everything will be provided for you. He loves you.
So you say a lot of things that I know are very truthful and extremely helpful. So when I think about those things, that's evil too?
Don't think about them. Let them go in one ear and out the other. You have the spirit of truth in you to bring all things to your remembrance. You have the truth. But the only time you need to use thoughts is like as a tool. When you're going to make dinner, when you're building a house, when you want to buy a car, you think about what type of car you want, right? You're just using it as a tool. And from that, you're not getting a false image of yourself. You're not using the imagination to create a false image of yourself.
Okay.
You're not creating an image of being bad or good, right or wrong, weak or strong, this or that. You're not fear or no fear. You're not using it to create a false image. You're just using it as a tool.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. And then I have one other question.
No problem. Go ahead.
So, all right. So, you know, I like I said, I've been listening to you for a bit and going through the process and, you know, returning to the Lord and agree with you about, you know, having to forgive my mother, which I've done in my heart and I haven't done in person yet just because I'm waiting to see her in person. However, my husband is further behind in the process. And so to navigate through our household in our marriage, and we have a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old still at home, and knowing that he should be the leader of the home and the right way of things, but if he's not there yet, and how do we do this?
And what do you mean he's not there? He's not working on himself at all?
He's working on himself, but he's way further behind in the process. Like, he rejects the idea of forgiving his mom. He's like, that's the dumbest thing. You know, my mom's old, and why would I say something like that to her? You know, there's certain things that he's just not at the point, you know?
Yeah, I understand. What I recommend you do is take your eyes off of him, period. And let him live and work on himself however way he's doing it. And you just work on you. And the spirit of truth would guide you in how to deal with him and the kids and the family. You'll be fine. But don't put your eyes on him at all. Don't resent him. And don't try to measure at all how far he is, whether close behind or far behind. You just watch you. That's all you need to do.
Okay. And, all right, that's good.
It is difficult when one is working on themselves and the other one is not. It's harder on the one that's working on himself, because the one that's not working on himself, the darkness in them, the hell in them, is going to hate the light in you. But if your husband is even trying, he'll be fine. But you just work on you. Don't be into thoughts about, How would this family work out? How am I going to help the kid? Take no thoughts about those things at all, and the truth will guide you.
Okay, because, you know, knowing that I was an evil, angry wife and mother, you know, when you find out that everything that you thought was true was a lie, and yeah. It's like, crap, I, like, ruined these kids, and, you know, they're getting to the point of being adults. Like, I got to do something to fix this, and then I think of, you know, everything needs to go in the right order of things as God planned, but I'm like, I'm not really doing that, so I feel like then I'm continuing to screw them up.
Well, now that you've realized everything you thought was right is wrong, everything you've done has been wrong, it's enough to see that, and then you apologize to the children. I was wrong. I was angry. I'm sorry. And then all you had to do then is just work on you, and the light will shine through you, and the kids will see it. And they may wake up now, or it may take a number of years before they wake up, but they will be fine in the end, as long as you're just working on you. Don't trip out. Don't think, oh, the kids are lost now. And they may suffer for a while, but they see some light in you. As you're changing, they can change too. It's going to be up to them. But don't you try to change them at all. You can't change them. You've admitted that you were wrong. That's all you need to do. And just continue to work on you. And you start dealing with them in the right way. You will be honest and fair with them with love and not anger. You'll be fine. And they'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, I am. And the thing is, I see myself still struggling with the thoughts, like they're there. And so it's almost as if I'm either blank or I'm in the thoughts. And so I'm wanting to, you know, receive the spirit. But I never really notice anything. It just seems silent. And probably, too, because I'm so used to using words and thoughts with prayers,
yeah,
that it feels like I'm not doing anything or not doing enough.
I understand. All you need to do, nothing more is required than what I'm telling you. All you need to do is be the watcher. You watch those thoughts. Watch those thoughts. Do not take your eyes off the thoughts. Stay present and watch those thoughts. And in watching them, the spirit of the Father will destroy them because they're demons. They're evil. And there's nothing you can do about it but watch. So when you're doing the silent prayer or you're just going through your day and you're watching, if you feel something, just notice you feel it. Don't call it you. If you have thoughts, just notice you have their thoughts there, but don't call it you. If you have no thought, just notice there are no thoughts, but don't call it you. All, I promise you this too, all you need to do is just watch. Become the watcher, not the decision maker, not the creator, but the watcher, and you'll be fine.
And I know you call it a silent prayer for a reason, but so you're saying I don't need to be saying anything to God, right? Because he knows my heart. I don't have to specifically pray for specific. I just have to be still, and he'll know.
Absolutely. If a word come from the heart to say, but don't look for a word. And if you find yourself saying something, don't judge it. Just say, you know, let's say you say, oh, Lord, oh, God, have mercy, or something. Just notice you said it. Don't call it right or wrong, good or evil, and let it pass. You'll be fine. God already know you. He know everything about you. He know what you need. He know what you want. He know what you ought to have. He know what you ought to not have. He would totally take care of you. He is your Father. You don't need to be whooping and hollering and praying and crying and begging and on your knees yelling. You don't need all that. You're praying to the devil.
So if people ask for prayers and you're going to pray for them, you don't have to wordly pray for them, because once you accept and say that you will pray for them, then it's in your heart and you will know?
You pray for people by wishing them well. I pray for my enemy all the time, my enemies, by wishing them well. I have no grudge against them, no grievances against them. I wish them well. I do not take joy in their misery. None of those things. You just wish people well, and that's your prayer. And God's will be done. Only God knows what his will is for those people, not you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking time to talk to me.
You're welcome. And you're going to deal with your mother and father, right?
Yes. Well, my father's been deceased, but I've forgiven him long before, you know, my mother, which I think you said is always easier to do.
Right.
It is.
Yeah.
But yeah, and my mother, like I said, I have in my heart, but I definitely will bring it to her when I see her, when she comes to visit. I'm actually going to see her in a few weeks.
Okay. So. I wish you well with that.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jesse. I appreciate it. And God bless you.
And God bless you. Thank you, Christina.
All right. Thank you. All bye-bye. Right.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. Sean is a first-time caller out of Illinois. Sean, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yes, sir.
My question was about prayer. Actually, you kind of touched on with the call before me, but I was wondering, is there a specific way? Do I need to do something? I've been watching you for maybe a month now. And you said a lot of stuff that really hit me deep, and it's time for me to come back to the Lord, so I was wondering.
You wondering what?
I was just wondering, sorry, I'm at work. I was just wondering, like, can I lay in my bed and pray? Do I have to get on my knees? Is there a certain way, I guess?
I recommend I recommend for now you sit in a chair straight up and pray. And
okay.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay. I want you to go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Rebuildingtheman.com and start doing the silent prayer. I'll show you how to do it. And I recommend you sit up and do it for a while. Eventually, you'll be able to lay down and do it. But when you first start doing it, all your stress and everything are going to come down on you. and you find yourself falling asleep. So I recommend you do the silent prayer and sit up and do it. Eventually, as you grow into consciousness, into awareness, you'll be able to lay down. You'll be able to stand on your head and do it if you want.
Well, that'd be a neat little trick.
Yeah, but for now, go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer and start doing that.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Brian. I mean, Sean.
Yeah. All right. God bless, Jesse.
You too, buddy. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Regarding Roy, Mr. Roy donated that Cash App donation, Bond JLP, saying, "No, listen to the woman. Please explain suffering."
So, Roy, it sounds like you are suffering, and it's a question about listening to the woman.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It does sound like a question, right?
It sounds
like,
you always say never listen to the woman.
Right.
So you may be asking, please explain.
The order of God is God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, and woman over children, right? So the love comes from above, down through Christ, through the man, through the woman, through the children. And whenever men listen to women, now women can pick up evil because they're closer to the ground, they're closer to hell. So you can, whatever with that. But every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. And that's why you must forgive your mother so you can overcome the woman being your God, because of what Eve did, right? So forgive your mother so that your relationship with the spirit of the woman, which is evil, not her, but that evil in her, you will no longer have a relationship with that. And then you will be able to deal with the woman in a perfect way. If you're suffering from it, it's only because you are listening to the woman. She is still your God. Forgive your mother, and God will give you a new mind. He will take away your mother's mind, her thought that you now have, her emotions, which are not her own. They're evil. They're not her, but it's in her. Everything would change, and then you would deal with the woman in the right way. But you got to forgive your mother first so God can forgive you, return to your father. All right. I hope that's answered. If not, make it clear for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Roy, for that Cash App donation, Bond JLP. Mobetta, 30 coffees.
Thanks, Mobetta. Yeah.
Jesse, let me tell you, that sista who called in at an hour 34 minutes yesterday was telling the truth. This is about the circumcision call.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's honest when you mentioned long before it's mostly a Jewish thing. As an 80s kid, I had no choice in the matter. Also, if I was an investigator into the process, my gut instinct would begin to...
Is he Jewish?
No, I don't think so.
Well, he said it had no matter. He says a Jewish thing, right?
No, he's talking about how Jewish people have influenced the culture.
About circumcision and all?
Maybe to push circumcision.
Well, I know they used to do it in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, circumcision is of the spirit instead of the flesh. But go ahead.
He says they wanted my half-Asian baby to get circumcision, too. We were acting like used car salespeople, very high pressure in the public hospital. Very suspicious. I was caught off guard by their strong approach, to be honest. Doctor was black. Doesn't mean she was not influenced by the same greater power snuck into control by Judge William Newsom, Gavin Newsom's father, and dad-in-law of his first...
What are you talking about?
Family ties to Pelosi, Jerry Brown Sr.,
Make it pimping because you're losing me.
And the Gettys. Well, thank you for your 30 coffees.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Appreciate that, man.
But I totally didn't get the message.
Baba Thumper!
Let me take a break.
All right.
One more hour to go. When I come back, we're going to finish the Super Chats and your phone calls. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, "Oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today." Or the other one will be like, "Yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing.
Stonehenge was vandalized by Just Stop Oil. They sprayed orange, big clouds of orange spray paint on Stonehenge. And Russia, North Korea, they made a deal, I heard. And New York is now mandating that employers pay mothers extra time off to extra break time to pump milk. What a mess. And this is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Thursday, June 20th, AD 2024. Stay tuned for hour three, last hour of Bible Thumper Thursday, coming right up. The lines are full, guys. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. A pro tip if you're trying to call in, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP, call in as you hear Jesse wrapping up with one caller. That's the best time to see if you can get in. To get on hold when the lines are full like this, okay? 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. And that dial pad number is free via Skype from overseas. Stonehenge, Britain's most famous prehistoric cult structure, Stonehenge, was vandalized by environmentalist protesters on Wednesday. The video shows two climate activists from Just Stop Oil Group spray painting the landmark with orange paint. What a mess. The protesters demanded, quote, demanded the incoming government sign up to a legally binding treaty to phase out fossil fuels by 2030, so said the group on social media. And commie nonsense, signal boosting them. And Hague, too. What a mess. The two protesters, so-called protesters, meaning vandals, meaning criminals, 21-year-old student from Oxford and a 73-year-old so-called man from Birmingham, not Birmingham, Alabama. They were arrested on suspicion of damaging the ancient monument, so said police. Comes as climate radicals have been staging increasingly high-profile so-called protests, many of which have involved attacking high-value artworks, including the Mona Lisa and Van Gogh's sunflowers. Disgusting people, huh? Anyway, update on Russia and North Korea. They signed a defense partnership, according to the far-left females at the Skim. Yesterday, Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korea's Kim Jong-un, they signed a deal to provide mutual aid if either country is attacked. The specific details are not clear. The pact was finalized as part of their summit in Pyongyang in North Korea. Marked Putin's first visit to the capital city in 24 years. Nice. Comes as both countries face escalating tensions with the so-called West, including the so-called United States. Officials say Russia has received ammunition, ammo, from North Korea, and in recent months for use in the war in Ukraine. Putin and Kim framed the agreement as an alliance looking to maintain peace. Nice. The spokesman for the National Security Council said this should concern any country that cares about maintaining peace and stability. Like they care about peace. They don't care about peace. They're funding the war in Ukraine and all that stuff. Anyway, North Korea and Russia have entered a number of security pacts over the years. This is the first time since the Cold War the defense-related clauses have been included. The agreement gives Putin much-needed support as he faces growing international globo-homo pressure and isolation over the war in Ukraine. Sends a message to the United States and their allies, especially South Korea, evil South Korea, that the relationship between North Korea and Russia is getting stronger. The deal stands to make it more difficult to curb North Korea's nuclear and missile programs, too. Moscow previously played a role in helping the United States limit those programs, but that could be coming to an end. And thanks, Obama, am I right? Obama, which is basically Biden, right? Terrible. We need Trump back. Anyway, there's this gross update. New York, according to the far-left extremist AP and the ladies at Skim, New York breastfeeding mothers, they're going to get extra break time, paid break time, to pump milk on top of their normal breaks and on top of their lunch breaks. The governess, Kathy Hochul, who was not elected, by the way, I don't think, she is all proud of it, pretending like she's fighting for parents, working parents and families to be stronger and healthy. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. Believe it or not, 2 hours went by just like that. What the? Can get involved by calling 888-773-7773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? Isn't that an amazing question? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're, like, busy running around. You don't have time right now to sit and watch it live. You can podcast, of course. But you can sit, and I mean, you can listen to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live on your cell phone or iPad at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. All right? And to donate, we're going to catch up with the Super Chats now, but to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. It's Thursday, the last hour of the show on Thursday. It is Bible Bumper Thursday.
I know I'm supposed to go to my seat now, but my mama's a 10-year cancer survivor, and she's standing right there. Wave your hand, mama.
Somebody beside you don't understand your praise, but I want you to grab somebody around you that don't mind dancing, and I want you to hit the floor right now.
Damn, lady.
Jesus saw Zacchaeus and he levels the playing field. Jesus institutes an affirmative action program.
Don't y'all let mama dance by
affirmative action.
I'm going to talk about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's loud.
Okay, sorry.
Do it nicely.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. What a mess. Affirmative action, God. Look what they're doing to God. Lord, have mercy. Amazing. Let's finish those super chat that we started, but we ran out of time. And then I'm going to the phone call. Super, super.
Over on Rumble, a Rumble rant from Celestial Lord asking a question. Is human love the animal state feelings that I've been relating myself with my entire life?
100%. Yes. Animal. All human beings are in an animal state. An emotional state is an animal state of being. And you must overcome it. It's not love. Amazing. Yes.
He continues, or this celestial Lord continues, Satan used thoughts to manipulate me with the thought to form the illusion.
Yes.
So this is
all thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything.
So this is why people relate to dog emoji.
100%. They think the dog, they're feeling like an animal, and they think the dog is loving them, and they hated the dog or the cat or the whatever, really. But it just feels emotional, right? That's why emotions are not ever good for you. They deceive you. Amazing. Emotions, that animal love makes you think you're in love, and you get married, and you find out you married the wrong person. All you do is catch hell because it was animal love, not human, not God's love. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Jesse, I enjoyed my day off yesterday for Juneteenth. Is that how blacks feel all the time?
I don't know. I don't know what you mean by enjoy your day off. But thank you.
Thank you to someone.
Yeah.
Amanda, Texas gal, 100, bought three coffees. 110,000 rednecks at a George Strait concert in Texas. And we had no violence, no half-naked women, no twerking on stage, and no weed smell in the crowd. Just good old-fashioned fun. Amazing.
It reminds me of the good old days. I remember those good old days when you were able to go out to major events like that. Crowd of people would be there. Nobody got shot. Nobody fought. Everybody had fun. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I want my country back. It's not coming back, but I want it back. Thank you.
Justin bought a coffee. Jesse, I heard this quote. Quote, true masculinity is when a man helps a child that is not his own. Unquote. I'm not sure what to make of that.
Somebody lied to you.
A child needs his father, not another man in his place.
Right.
But the Bible says, let the old men teach the young men. What do you recommend? Should we as men seek out younger men and or boys to help guide?
No, don't seek out anything but the truth. And the truth will guide you into who to help, when to help, and how to help. Do not seek that out. Put nothing before what's right. All right? So seek the kingdom, and it'll work out for you. Thank you.
Elias Coffee. Jesse, love and racism are both an illusion from the children of the lie.
Yeah.
Thank you for helping me open my eyes and heart. Also, would you ever blah, 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 blah on the fallen state?
Send that recommendation to the Fallen State producer, right? Or
yes, the fallenstate.tv / contact or something. Contact section.
Yeah. Send it to the Fallen State. We'll see. We'll look into it. Thank you.
Thank you, Elias.
Yeah.
Justin, another coffee. Jesse, I've worked commercial construction a while. We've had built buildings like that on the res. Within a year, talking about the homeless building, I guess.
Yes.
Within a year, the natives reservation, I guess, natives tore them up.
Yeah.
Gutted the copper wiring, pipes for scrap. They even cut holes in the shower walls so they could fill up the tubs and water their horses. Handouts don't work.
No. What they're referring to in the first hour today, I opened up with this story from Fox 11. Weingart Center Tower 1. And out here in L.A., downtown L.A. area, the government, stupid government we have, has built what they call a luxury high-rise in downtown Los Angeles for the homeless. And it's a beautiful building with a beautiful view and everything. In 5 years, you're not going to recognize it. They will destroy it. And that is an act of hate and not love. For Carabas and Maxine Waters and the government to do that. It was out of hate, not love. It was for their ego, not for the folks. Thank you. Absolutely.
Mark from Atlanta. Jesse, I called a few weeks ago and said I was voting for Biden. You talked me out of it. Now I'm voting for Trump. My wife is still voting for Biden. Does that make me a beta? # vote alpha male Trump.
It sounds like you have a wife that won't obey you. That's not good. But I'm glad you voted for the Great White Hope.
From this day forward, it's going to be only America first.
America first. You have made the right choice, at least with voting for Trump. I don't know about the wife thing.
Maybe you can cancel out your wife's vote.
Yeah. If your wife were to obey you, she should be voting the way you vote. All right? But right on, I'm glad you had a change of mind.
Just a guy bought a coffee. Why is God not answering my prayer? I'm always given excuses or reasons for why they're not getting answered. I have not heard one reason why he will. What am I missing?
You're praying to the devil and not to God. That's why. The devil sometimes give you material things, but you're praying to the devil. God already know your need. You don't need to be asking. Just be quiet and live and know him. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, all right? Thank you.
Derek L., Three Coffees, biblical response.
Why do you carry out the works of the flesh?
We carry out the works of the flesh when our eyes are not on God.
Who is he speaking about?
He's speaking for himself and his many demons. No, I don't know. He doesn't say. He just says we.
Who is we? The question is, why do you carry out the works of the flesh?
No, I think he means we human beings. We are nothing but flesh.
We human beings, not you.
Without God's power.
What?
We are nothing but flesh without God's power. When our eyes are on God, we are going toward him and carry out his works. Similar to when Peter fell into the water when his gaze left Jesus, but he could walk on it again, the water, when he looked back at him. Bible thumper alert, he says, triple exclamation
mark. Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks,
I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Mrs. Guzman, Three Coffees. Hola, Jesse.
Hola.
No I in Jesse, J-E-S-S-E.
Hola.
Can you believe I had a difficult time getting pregnant and found out after some testing I was not fertile, never to bear children? My alpha husband, she doxes his first name, took that as a challenge. Here we are 18 years later. Our son just graduated high school, top honors, started trade school in July for auto mechanic technician. Can you please send a big birthday shout out to my amazing husband, doxes his name. His birthday is this Saturday, June 22nd. Doxes his birthday, my bad. Muchas gracias, si señor.
Si, señor. For birthday shout-outs or any shout-outs, encouragement, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And that's where I do the shout-out, because if I start back here, it'll be everywhere all day. But go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson for birthday shout-outs, encouragement, congratulations, or whatever shout-out it might be. Thank you.
FK Skidmarks bought a donation on Rumble.
Thank you.
Jesse, Jason from Buffalo is Sofa King. We tar did.
What? What'd you say?
I was trying to clean it up, and he's trying to sneak in a way to say the R word.
Oh, get I see. Say the R word. You were saying it in a clean way.
Yeah.
Okay, repeat it in a clean way.
Jason from Buffalo is Sofa King and slow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Amazing.
Nice.
Wish him well. Pray for Jason.
Thank you, FK Skidmarks. Freak Dog 1970 is now a monthly supporter, subscribing on Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Celestial Lord with another Rumble rant. Biblical question.
Why do you carry out the works of the flesh?
With a feminist voice. All my life I've been thinking I am my body. And identified with what the body feels because I believe thoughts came from myself.
Amazing.
Celestial Lord.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Really very interesting. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, though I am tempted to do it right now, but I got to wait. But very, very interesting. Thank you.
Another Rumble rant from Celestial Lord. When I do my work, I do not think about it. I just see it and then I do it. I notice when I start thinking to do something, I end up not doing it or get lost in my imagination.
Yep.
So true.
It was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. Amazing. Thank you.
CLC, a coffee, was wondering if you believe the so-called fruits of the Spirit, in the so-called fruits of the Spirit. And have you ever seen anybody with the fruits of the Spirit? Love, joy, patience, etc. I don't know. I'm not a Bible thumper. Thanks.
Absolutely, the fruits of the Spirit are real. They are so real that it's amazing. And it's very interesting. Yes, it does exist. Amazing. Thank you.
Brian S. Coffee. Hello, Jesse. Love your show, but I'm struggling with your message. I struggle with anger issues. My blood pressure contributes to that.
Yeah.
I'm a new Christian. Question is, am I destined for hell? There is no cure for this, and I oftentimes need to step out of the room to calm down so I don't get violent. I know God tells us to calm down, but my condition doesn't allow me to do that. I would appreciate your guidance on this.
Is there a cure for the blood pressure or the anger?
He says that there's no cure for at least the blood pressure. I don't know. He doesn't say. He just says this.
There's a cure for anger, for sure. And you realize that you are angry, that you're wrong for being angry. Go and forgive, and starting with your parents, your mother and your father. And the spirit of anger, because it is a spirit and it's an evil spirit, the spirit of anger will be taken away from you without a doubt. It will. If you see that I have this thing, I'm wrong for having it. And go and forgive. The anger thing will be taken away, and then you'll be able to deal with whatever physical issues you're dealing with. You will be able to handle that way much better without the anger. I wish you well. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, right?
Yep.
/prayer. Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer and do the silent prayer. And go and forgive your mother and your father, and you'll be fine. Thank you.
Hokage C. Coffee, do you believe that Satan can guide your thoughts? And if you do, can't the Father do the same thing? Are all thoughts lies? Does not the Holy Spirit guide you?
Anyone that lives in their imagination and get an image from their imagination, a self-image from their imagination, are living in hell already with the devil. And the devil and his little demons are guiding your imagination. There is a way to live outside of that without words, and the Father will guide you. All right? Amazing. Thank you.
Superman's daddy bought a coffee. Jesse, I know I should send recommendations to your producer, but when can we get a fallen state with so?
That's funny that they know they should be sending to the producer, and they send them here anyway, and we can't read them. What the?
Also one for because my number one question is how a man named it isn't work. What the? And one with an update on in a few months.
Oh, they trying to be funny. That's why they sent it anyway.
No, he's not trying to be funny. He's being sincere. I'm just censoring him.
But send all requests to the producer at jessaleepeterson.com. All right.
Nice.
Thank you.
And thank you guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all very much. I do appreciate it. Thanks for your support.
Amazing.
Let me go to Katie, a first-time caller out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Katie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. My mother's name was Katie.
Yes. We actually had a counseling call, and you told me that, which is awesome.
Amazing. She did.
So I did forgive my mother after we talked, and that went well. My question is, do I have to go in person to forgive my father too? Can I call him?
Are you able to FaceTime with him?
Yeah.
Do it by FaceTime. You want to, if possible, to be looking at him or her when you forgive so you can get your courage back.
Okay. All right. That's good news. That's really all that I needed, because I could give birth at any day, and like it would be a lot to travel there, but I would do it if I had to. So anyway,
no, try FaceTime with him. You don't have to go there.
Okay.
And so you having a boy or a girl?
I'm having a girl.
And have you already had the boy?
No, I haven't had a boy yet.
Boo.
So, yeah, that'll be good for the next one.
That's right. Anyway. I wish you well.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. That's the line open. Christina is a first-time caller out of San Diego, California. Christina, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Sophie. Sorry, I speak to you again. I met you for the first time a couple weeks ago at Fellowship.
Right on.
So, yes, my question is, I already forgave my mother And you told me at fellowship, you know, just stay away from her. Let her stay in her evil in Las Vegas. You know, stay away, stay away.
Yes.
However, she is messaging me via text and asking me why I'm ignoring her, why I'm not speaking to her. And I want to know what your advice is on how I should respond or not respond at all.
Have you gone and forgiven her?
Yes. I forgave her last year. However, I never did it in person. And I just told you, I just heard you tell the previous caller that I should have done it in person.
Yes.
I just did it via phone.
And why didn't you do it in person? Like either in person or Skype?
I didn't know I needed to do that.
And how did it go when you did it by phone?
When I did it by phone, her response was completely different from what I thought she was going to originally say.
Mm-hmm.
She was very understanding and thanked me.
Oh, nice. And so now you don't want to see her anymore?
No, because she did something to me this year in April, and it was just, I realize that our relationship is never going to mend or be on a good term.
Well, why don't you just tell her that? Just say, no, we're done. I wish you well. And just move on. Why not tell her the truth about why you don't want to be around her?
Okay. I don't know. I guess I'm afraid to tell her.
If you love her, you would be honest with her. You would tell her. Why are you afraid to tell her if you have forgiven her?
I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. I don't know why I'm so afraid of her.
Well, face her. Are you able to FaceTime with her?
Yeah, I can FaceTime with her.
Well, FaceTime with her today, if you can.
Oh,
And say, you know what? I apologize to you for resenting you. I realize you can't help yourself now. I've told you that. But I don't want to deal with you anymore because of even the last event. But I wish you well, and I'm moving on, and you move on, and just wish you well, and go on and live your life.
Okay.
Because
I'll do so.
If you don't want to see her, you shouldn't. But just don't resent her. Don't be angry. She can't help herself.
I know you keep telling me not to be angry with her, and it's very hard. It's very difficult because, yeah, I was very hurt, especially since it was another recent action she did towards me this year.
Right. And who was hurt?
I was hurt.
And who was who are you that was hurt?
I was her daughter that was hurt at the time.
But who are you, though? When you say I was hurt, who was the person that was hurt? Describe that person.
Ooh. My inner child was hurt.
What inner child?
The child that was looking to have a relationship with her mother.
But what's the inner child? I don't know what that is.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You know, when you ask...
No, that's a question.
Okay.
What were you about to say?
Can you repeat your question?
What were you about to say about the questions?
I was about to say every time you ask people this exact question, like, who are you?
Yeah.
I really don't have an answer to who I am.
So then why do you say I was hurt when you don't even know that there is a you?
Oh, okay. I don't know why I say that.
And you have no idea who you're talking about when you say I was hurt. If there is no you, how can you be hurt?
Right. No, I get what you're saying. You're making me sweat here, Jesse. Can we continue this fellowship on Sunday?
Will you be there Sunday?
I will. I'm going to drive up to L.A. again.
Okay. Sunday. Yeah, we can do it on Sunday. When I see you, I want to know, if there is no you, how can you be hurt? And who is this person that you were saying that was hurt? There's no you. Who will be hurt?
That's my assignment.
All right.
Okay, I will FaceTime with my mother today, and then I'll also let you know how that goes on Sunday.
Absolutely. All right. Take care.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Messiah, I believe, out of Los Angeles. Messiah, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, sir. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. It's good to talk to you again. I just I spoke to you, like, I think, like 2 days ago for the first time.
I remember.
For sure. I just had a quick question for you, man. I got a situation going on. I just wanted to get your point of view on it. I consider myself a traditional male, 23 years old. I work about 100 hours a week in the oil refinery here in L.A., pay all the rent, et cetera. I just recently separated from my significant other of 6 years.
Was it your girlfriend or?
Yeah.
Why do you call her significant other instead of girlfriend?
Well, I mean, I feel like saying girlfriend is kind of childish, you know?
Okay. Go ahead.
So we separated because she had other people in her ear saying that she should, you know, I guess, rush a marriage. And, you know, it wasn't something that I was, I guess, ready for at the moment.
Right.
It was something I was looking into, but I wanted to make sure that she was, that, you know, that she could be submissive and, you know, she would let me take the lead and, you know, play my role and her play her role. You know what I mean?
I do.
And she, you know, she kind of listened to everybody else. She didn't really want to follow through with the plan that I had in mind. And we ended up separating. Now, another thing was that she wanted to do school and be a nurse. And I know our views on that are kind of the same as far as that goes. So I just wanted to get your opinion on it and how you think I should move forward from it.
Wish her well and be done with her. And you seek the kingdom of God his right way. And if it's meant for you to get married, God will put the right woman in your life. And it would be a marriage that would last until death do you part. You wouldn't have to fight. You wouldn't have to make it work. It will work on its own. You wouldn't have to put any effort into it at all. But seek the kingdom of God in his right way. Wish that young lady well, but be done with her.
Okay.
She's telling you all, based on everything you've said, she's saying she's not going to obey you. She's going to listen to the world. She's going to get an education. That would never make for, educated women do not make for good wives and mother at all.
Absolutely. Now, do you think she could grow out of that and become that person or no?
Only if she wants to, but I wouldn't think about that if I were you. Because if you think about that, it's because you're still putting her first before what is right, and you're going to end up back with her, and she'll destroy you.
Got you. Now, you just said in order for me to move on from it, I got to follow the kingdom of God.
Yes.
If my beliefs right now, I plan on coming to your service this Sunday.
Okay.
I work the night shift, and so I get off. Well, I recently just got off at 7 a.m., so I stayed up for the call. And so on Sunday, I'll be up for service.
Right on.
And I'll see you guys down there in L.A., but it'll be my first church service that I've been to in the past, I want to say, 10 years.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm mainly going, though, because I feel like your message on it is very clear and it's not, you know, made up and it's not like extra.
Yeah.
But I wanted to know, as far as that goes, like, if you think like the tradition or not even traditional because, or like if the modern day, Christians or churches would be similar to your service or how they'd be different.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I was saying I wanted to know like how your service is different from like the modern day, you know, Christian services, Black Christian services.
And what are they like? I've not been into one of those in so long. The last time I saw one or I spoke at one, it was just all about hooping and hollering and teaching the Bible, which is not the right way to go at all. We don't play that kind of game.
Okay, yeah. That's mainly what I wanted to know because that's why I kind of steered away from it because I didn't feel like it was God-like, you know.
It had nothing to do with God.
Yeah,
that teaching like the Bible and hooping and hollering and dancing and shouting and begging has nothing to do with God at all. Zero.
Okay. yeah, that's how it is now still in the modern day Christian churches.
Yeah. All right, buddy, I got to take a break, but I'll see you Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
Absolutely. Absolutely, brother. See you Sunday. Thank you again.
All right, buddy. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chat. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. And I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. There's a line open, 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, excuse me, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV, making it happen. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby, energy given to him by God. This guy is busy, a genius. You'd be surprised what he can build and repair and make happen. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Today. All right. And another final reminder to the ladies. No women's forum tonight, ladies. We're having the third Thursday night of next month, July, White History Month. And so no meeting tonight. Let all your friend ladies know and the people you think might be coming. All right. So no meeting tonight. Let me go to David. Out of Orlando, Florida. David, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, David. Thanks for calling.
Can you hear me good?
Loud and clear.
Okay, I got a question for you, right?
Okay.
So we know that Adam, right, he was made first, right? And then God told Adam, it's not good that man be alone. And he made a woman for him, right? She's called a helpmate. So my question to you is, without a woman, a man would be alone. What are your takes on that?
Well, he meant that if the man want to have a family, he need a woman to have the family. And then the woman would be the vice president in helping the father raise the children.
So, okay, because he did say to fill the earth.
Right, to make babies, yes.
To fill the earth, okay. And another question, right? So,
but if you don't want to, if you don't want to have children, if you don't want to make children, there's no reason for you to get married.
Okay. That I guess individually that comes from how the person feels.
What do you think about
when I'm marrying my wife, I want to have children, so.
Right. That's the only reason to get married. There's no other reason for marriage.
You don't get married to have sex?
No. You get married to make children.
Because there's a scripture in the Bible that says it's better to marry than to burn with passion.
Right.
What does that mean?
That means that if you have no self-control, you're all into your image, your imagination, and you just gotta do it, get married. But other than that, you don't have to.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to also say, we all sin. You know, like we were all, you know, the Bible also says that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity.
And what does that mean to be born in sin?
It wasn't because the fall of man, right?
What does that mean? What would that mean to you when it says we all are born into sin? What does it mean to be born in sin?
I guess it's the flesh. Because when we're born.
Why do you say it's the flesh?
Okay, I'll give you an illustration. Like a little kid, a 2 or 3 year old kid, right? He'll put his hand inside a cookie jar, and then when you catch him, why are you taking those cookies? And he'll run away, because like he knows that he did something wrong.
But that's not what it means to be born in sin.
So no, but it says that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity.
And
so,
what does it mean to be born in sin to you?
Born in sin, I would say, is because of the fall of Adam and Eve.
Nope. What does it mean to be born in sin?
What does it mean to be born in sin?
Yes.
I would say that we are born in sin.
But what we all are, and what does that mean to be born in sin?
That means that we need a Savior. We need someone that...
We already had a Savior. He's already saved us. What does it mean to be born in sin?
I don't know. I would say we have to fight against it, and the only way we could do it is that by receiving our Savior and by the power of the Holy Ghost, we're able to...
What does that mean to be born in sin?
What does it mean to be born in sin?
Yes.
That's a tough one, Jesse.
Did you know before now you didn't know what that meant?
Well, if you could brief me up on it, maybe I can...
No, but I'm just asking you, did you think you knew what that meant all these years? Did you think you knew what it meant to be born in sin?
Well, it's a fallen state, I guess. It's like...
No, I'm asking a different question now. Because you mentioned it, and you're right, we all are born in sin. Up until now, did you think you knew what that meant?
To be born in sin?
Yeah.
The only thing I can tell you is like what the Bible says, and that's that we have to... because I'm a born-again believer. I'm a born again believer, and
but
according
did you
to
think,
scripture, we have two members in it warring against each other. Paul,
but
the apostle
I know
Paul,
that's not
said,
what I'm asking you though. You said we're all born in sin, but you don't really know what that means. Did you think you knew all these years? Did you think you knew or understood what it means to be born in sin?
Yeah.
And what does it mean to be born in sin?
To be born in sin is that we do evil.
No,
we do
that's not
stuff
what,
that are contrary to God. We and then.
But what does it mean to be born in sin? That's what you do as a result of being born in sin. But what does it mean to be born in sin?
I don't know how to answer that, Jesse. I don't understand what you're trying to ask.
But you said
maybe you could tell me.
To be born in sin simply means you were born into an angry, evil family, and you became like what you hate. Because you were born innocent, but when you were born through your parents, they were angry, they were fighting each other, they had no love, and you became like that because you became angry at them, and you became like what you hate. That's what it means to be born in sin.
Okay. I never looked at it that way.
I know, because the churches don't tell you. They don't know. That's why when you go, that's why when you go and you forgive your family, your parents, your mother, and your father, you overcome sin because your heart changed from anger to love, and you start coming back to innocent the way you were before you resented your parents. You become like what you hate.
Can I ask you a personal question?
No.
So I understand that you're a pastor?
No.
No?
I'm just Jesse.
You're just Jesse.
Yeah.
Name of Jesse. But you do services on Sunday?
I do. Go to rebuildingtheman.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you're not in L.A. or whatever, go to...
No, I'm in Orlando.
Go to...
I'm formerly from New York, but I had to leave New York because it's all jacked up.
Yeah. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. And you can watch it live, rebuildingtheman.com/church. And so it's Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Let me ask this, and then I gotta run. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I pray every day, and I guess you could say.
Are you doing the silent prayer? My silent prayer?
Yes.
Okay, if not, go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that, and everything will be made clear to you, all right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, I just want to leave you with this. Without, right, Adam was made first, right?
Yes.
And after Adam, if it wasn't for the woman, there wouldn't be no more men.
That's not true. Why you say that?
Adam? After Adam, when Adam, God made Adam first, and then he made Eve, right?
The reason God made the woman so that he can cause her to have babies, so that the children can be, the children could be, he could create human being through the woman rather than creating with his bare hand from the dust. He made it so we could be born in that way, so he doesn't have to be doing all the work. But I got to run, buddy. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
How are you?
All is well. Brandy, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Hey, so I've been doing regular therapy lately, and I noticed that I am getting worse.
Why are you doing it?
I know. I'm starting to wonder. So I was in an accident. I almost died like 6 years ago, and they've been bugging me to do therapy for that. And so I kind of started doing it for that. But the reason I'm calling is that I was going back into my childhood and remembering some of the stuff that my sister did to me, and she raised me. And so I called her. Well, I messaged her the other day, and I reminded her of some of this stuff, and she, like, blame-shifted it, and so I forgave her, and now she's ghosting me. She's, like, giving me the silent treatment. So that's kind of why I was calling you out. I was doing the silent prayer, so I do regular therapy. I talk to somebody, but I do Jesse therapy a lot, too. And I was telling my therapist that I need to just go fully back to Jesse therapy because this one is making me worse. So I was calling because I was doing the silent prayer the other day, and I realized I had to forgive my sister for all the mean stuff she
But I thought you had already forgiven your sister.
I forgave my mother. I forgave my sister for every time she got mad at my mother, she would take it out on me. Because she raised me too. She's 15 years older than me. So I was raised by two women.
But you have not forgiven your mother? I mean, your sister until now?
Not for some, like, only for the part where she would, like, take it out on me when she got mad at my mother. But there's some stuff, like, where she was on drugs and we were being chased by devil worshipers one night. And
but
there's a lot
because,
of stuff.
Let me ask Brandon. Why did you stop doing the silent prayer and all that?
I'm still doing the silent prayer, actually. That's why I realized I needed to actually forgive her for that too.
Okay.
And that's why I messaged her.
And so your question for me is what?
Now that I'm on the phone with you, I'm not even sure. So I just want to make sure I'm doing the right thing, I guess. I feel like bringing up all this childhood crap is actually making me worse, and I think that you're right. I know that you've said that before. I've heard you say that other people go to regular therapy and going back into my past. Yeah, it's making me remember stuff, which I'm forgiving her for, but I find bringing these memories up or just stirring it up again, and I don't know if it's the right thing to do.
But if you had truly forgiven her, there would be no memories to bring up. Because forgiven means you forget.
Okay. So I'm going backwards.
But I wouldn't.
Right?
I wouldn't call it going back or forward. Just do the silent prayer. Forget about the past or the future. It doesn't exist. And just start right now. You'll be fine.
Okay.
There's nothing.
I'm not
to
totally
look,
off track.
There's nothing to look back for or forward for. Just stay present. You want to, with all that's in you, you want to stay present. Practice stand present. The problem with human beings, they're unconscious and don't know it. They're blind and can't see and don't know it. You want to stay present where the truth is, where God is. And God is always, the truth is always right here, right now, all the time. You want to stay with that. So work on your life for the rest of your life. Being present.
Okay. Yeah, I did notice that. I do notice when I'm doing the silent prayer, I do notice I'm like, I'm going backward. I'm like going into my imagination, just trying to remember stuff from the childhood. I was thinking,
because
like,
you love
like
worship.
Devil.
You love worship the devil. That's why you're doing it. You love the thrill of the pain. If you didn't, you wouldn't do it.
Well, when you go to regular therapy, they're like all about.
But you have no been up in regular therapy. That's why you went, so you get the thrill of the pain.
Yeah, I think I might quit.
Well, it's up to you. What your husband say?
He says it's not good to go into your past. It just stirs up stuff.
Why do you listen to your husband?
I know it.
No, that was a question.
Because I'm stupid.
Okay, well, suffer and die.
Because I love my hell, I guess.
Suffer and die.
All right. I love you, Jesse. You're the most amazing man on this side of heaven.
Amazing. But go back to the prayer. Stay out of your imagination and you'll be fine, really.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, stay present.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you next time.
All right, Brandon. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Super Chat.
Super Chat. Super Chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Chill and Lean says, in answer to the biblical question,
why do you carry out the works of the flesh?
Because I keep identifying with said works of flesh, he says.
Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Shout out to Kevin, who donated on a Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App, saying, cool show.
Thank you. Thanks for supporting. I appreciate it.
Stefan also donated on Cash App, a tip for JLP, Bond JLP on Cash App. Thank you.
Thank you.
Roy,
amazing.
Mr. Roy gave another one saying, Spirit of the Lord will guide me. Thy will be done. He's the one who was asking about listening to women and suffering.
Oh, so hopefully we answer his question then.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I hope I answer your question, Roy. And you're right about that. Stay present. I'm telling y'all, do what you want, though. You can hate. You can try to hurt others. You can go after other people. You can try to get revenge. You can live in your hell. That's you. But if you want to be free, stay present. Stay present. Just stay present. Out of your imagination about the future or the past, stay present. This would be amazing. Thank you.
Tim donated. Tim Scott, the real Tim Scott, not to be confused with the rhino, donated on Cash App saying, donating day.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate it. We need it.
And then, so that was on
go
Cash
to,
App.
To donate, go to rebuildingaman.com/bond. No, rebuildingaman.com/donate.
Indeed.
All right. Thank you.
And those donations to Bond are tax deductible, by the way.
Right. Tax deductible.
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive, the DLive crew, Aries 1, Taking Care of Business, Kid Combo 1.0, Games for Rec, and the rest of the supporters. Thank you guys, as always. And thank you guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Let me go
amazing.
Quickly back to the phone. James from Kansas. It's been waiting a while. James, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing today?
All is well, James.
I had two questions for you.
Okay.
Both of them have been really riding on my mind lately, so I really feel like God's trying to tell me something here. The first one is, what can I do to lead my wife and family to God? My wife is... I would say she's scared of being judged by God. Like, I've had conversations with her about it, and she brings up how she is basically a sinner. You know, she says, I like to cuss and things like that. And, you know, the standard reaction. And I'm trying to figure out how I can lead her to God. What can I do to guide her? I've thought about it. And I've thought about, you know, like just reading the Bible in front of her and things like that. I have no
idea. That ain't
going to
do it. By being a perfect example, be of love, have no anger at all, and be a perfect example, you'll be the light. And if she's really want to find God, she'll follow the light that's in you.
To, like, go to church, pray, read my Bible.
None of those things.
Follow what the Bible says.
None of those things. You got to work on you. You got to overcome your anger so that she can see the Father in you. And if she want to change, she'll follow that. Have you forgiven your mother?
I'm working on that one. Like you said, I got to come overcome that spirit of anger. I find it funny how you hit the nail on the head with that one.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I have. I just haven't forgotten yet.
That's the second question
I have for you.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yes. She and I, that's the second question. She and I recently had a falling out. She was living with me, and I didn't have a whole lot to provide for her, but she had like a roof over her head, you know, the basic necessities, things like that. I gave her rides to and from work when I could.
Why were you doing all that for her? That's not your job. Your job is to take care of your family.
Exactly.
But
well,
I
was doing all of that for her because she was my mom, you know.
Nope. And that's not a reason.
She has this habit of blaming me for stuff, all of her issues and things like that. Like she was hanging around this dude that was less than savory and he was treating her like crap, and I said, "Why you keep going back with
this?" Hey, James, let me do this because of time. And then I want you to call me tomorrow if you can. Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
What would be the correct way of doing that, sir?
Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you, for imposing your will on me, turning me away from my father. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. You're evil.
I'm getting goosebumps, man. That's crazy. How do you know all this stuff?
Is it true?
Yes, sir.
The same way you know, the Father is allowing me to see it, and he is allowing you to see that it's true so that you can go and forgive her so he can make you free of her. He will give you back your innocence, but you got to forgive your mother. Your mother is wicked.
And I got to do that face-to-face or over Skype or whatever, like you said, right?
Yeah, you got to face her, and you can't overcome fear first. You overcome the fear when you face her and forgive her. And don't have any expectation from her. Don't expect her to apologize. She may accuse you and all that. Whatever she does is on her. You forgive her, and God will forgive you for being angry at her, and he'll make you free.
There's a lot of wisdom in them words. Thank you very much, sir, and I'm going to hop off of here and get back to work. You have a great day.
And do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. I am out of time, folks. I was trying to rush. Y'all heard me. 3 hours gone by just like that.
Baba Thumper!
That's so hard to believe, but it's real. Get on the straight and narrow, folks. Here's what I recommend as an assignment. Do what you want. Practice. I want you to just practice being present. Not in your head, not thinking about tomorrow or yesterday or what you want or don't want or what you have or don't have, who like you or don't like you, what they saying about you or not saying about you. Don't even think about those things. Or what you want to wear or not wear. Don't think about those things. Just stay present. Practice being present instead of living a life of unconsciousness. Because anyone that has anger, first of all, is evil. You're evil. Your nature is evil. You're evil. Secondly, forgive and then practice being present. You'll see. I'm telling you, you will see. It'll blow your mind. Do the silent prayer. Forgive. The Hake Report is coming up now. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. Jaime out of Minnesota. Carlos out of Cleveland, Ohio. Jack. I wanted to mention Jack right now, but I can't. Out of Seattle, Washington. And the call is dropped. I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. It's Open Line Friday. Tomorrow, the Lord is willing and the great door. Right? And to the women, no meeting tonight. Don't show up. Ain't nobody going to be here. Have a good day, y'all. And thank you for your super chats and your donations. Thank you for your support. Take care.
Baba Thumper.
So what you planning to do? You understand in the mood? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the drama. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you,
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you, just because a lot of, we don't have more,
most guys that can, you know, then lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.